go. Fired up, baby, on a Saturday morning. Oh, yeah. Get her going there. Here it comes. Here it comes. How can that not fire you up right here this morning in Arizona? Listening to Rosie on the House with special guest Neil Frazier, founder and president of Bailey's Blind Repair, which has successfully put Bailey through the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. Congratulations, Neil.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, let's bring Sharon back in the conversation. If you were listening earlier, we've got Sharon. We're actually going to talk her through repair right here. We've done it with plumbers at toilets before. Now we're going to do it with Neil and Sharon and her vertical blinds. Okay, Sharon, you up on the stool?
Okay, you guys, I step still. The only problem is I can't see through the top because there's a cover. And in order to see through the top, I think I have to take it completely down.
All right, here's Neil's guidance. Listen carefully. And remember, you don't have to take notes. You can just go back and listen to the podcast over and over and over and over again. Okay, Neil.
Call Neil.
All right, Neil, take her through it.
Okay, Sharon, let's first find out if this is a self-aligning, self-adjusting head rail. When you turn the verticals, you use a chain.
No, it's got a plastic arm.
It's got a wand to it.
Oh, it's got a wand.
Okay,
that's not
self-aligning. So what we're going to do is we take that step stool, we're going to go up there, and we're going to grab that carrier pin. That's what's called a carrier pin, the one that's out of whack.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to squeeze it real tight with your hand, and you're going to just turn it really slow, and it will click back into place. Don't worry about breaking it. We'd have to anyway.
It's probably already broken anyway.
That's right. We can adjust that.
You know what? I think we just got it. Oh, do I turn clockwise or counterclockwise?
Shouldn't matter. They're just plastic teeth in there.
Okay.
You just align it with the other ones, look at the one next to it, and just kind of click until it touches.
And I have strong hands.
We might have to put the phone down and go back and do it with two hands. a gentle pair of pliers.
Yeah, I will try that. And worst case scenario, I will keep listening and I will call you and have you come out because this is. It does not want. Oh, it just went. Oh my God, you guys fixed my blind! Thank you.
All right, Miss Sharon. Hallelujah. How about that, Neil? Success. Now that's for the little plastic wand style. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the chain style is a little more complicated.
In a personal opinion, I would stay away from anything out there that has any type of stick to open and close it. It's our number one repair.
Okay. Good point. Good tip.
Like on a wood blind or something. You close it with a cord, you get more torque, blocks out more light. Can you imagine, especially somebody a little bit older might have arthritis or turning a 70 by 70 window and they're having trouble with their turning their hand and arthritis. Yeah. So we can change it from a wand tilt into a cord tilt. It's just as easy as replacing it from a wand. So they have a choice, and it makes it much easier. They can walk up and whoosh, 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 boom. They're fantastic. Highly recommend them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, are these kind of verticals and mini blinds all that you work on?
We work on pretty much every blind from motorizations, blinds, shutters, and shades. We do great with shutters.
Wood shutters.
The big boys on the block out there.
Yeah.
We do amazing things with that. Again, pet damage is one of our bigger for repairs for shutters.
So you're probably like a big contributor to the Humane Society.
<That's right.
laughs> Every home needs dogs and cats inside.
Believe it or not, the one thing people still like to do, they open their shutters by grabbing onto their tilt bar. Instead of grabbing the frame with their finger, they grab the tilt bar. So, of course, the tilt bar will come out, and a part of our bigger jobs also is going out and replacing the staples.
Yeah, I bet. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. After the sun's dried them for 4 or 5 years and the wood's mm-hmm. contracted, and mm-hmm. then you pull that tilt bar and it comes off in your hand. And then, and then you're looking at 47 louvers that all need to be stapled back in place.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see if we can get Robert here real quick before bottom of the hour. Good morning. Oh, wait. I didn't mean Robert. I'm sorry. I meant
Devada, I think is her name. Devada?
Devada.
Devada.
Devada. Devada. Okay, Devada, calling from Phoenix. I think we can get your question in here real quick. What is it?
I need to find some blinds that we can do like a blackout. I'm not allowed to, on a patio door, I'm not allowed to put any film or anything on it because we live in a complex.
Okay, so if I'm trying to get a total blackout on a patio sliding door, what's going to be our best options?
Well, right off the bat, they have it's a honeycomb cellular shade. They have one called a VertiGlide where they actually take it and turn it sideways, and it goes across your sliding glass door, your patio door. And these are made in blackout materials that literally shut the room down if you're a day sleeper, if you have a movie theater, any of that kind of a thing. And they're wonderful.
And if she needed to get a hold of you, the number?
The number is, again, 623-594-0740, Bailey's Blind Repair, Glendale and Mesa.
Now I thought you were going to say duct tape and aluminum foil. Back more with Neil Frazier of Bailey's Blind Repair.
Are y'all open on Saturdays?
Right now, Monday through Friday from 10 to 4, both locations.
Perfect.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.